It's Friday, January 24th, 2025. Here's a summary of this week's top local news stories for Arlington and Falls Church. On a frigid Tuesday morning, nearly 5,000 homes and businesses in Arlington faced a power outage, with temperatures dropping to 10 degrees. Affected areas included neighborhoods along and north of the Rosslyn-Ballston corridor. Arlington Public Schools responded by closing several schools due to the outages. Power restoration efforts reduced the number of affected customers to 372 by the afternoon. A dramatic incident occurred near Shirlington when a car drove into Four Mile Run Creek. The crash involved a Fiat that crossed several lanes before ending up in the icy water. Fortunately, the two occupants escaped serious injury. Police and firefighters blocked a lane of Arlington Mill Drive while responding to the scene. Several local restaurants received accolades in Washingtonian's list of the 100 very best restaurants. Arlington's Padaic, Ni Hao, Cafe Colleen, and Ruthie's All Day made the list, alongside other standout spots like Ellie Bird and Thompson Italian in Falls Church. These eateries were recognized for their exceptional cuisine and dining atmosphere. A potential snow threat Tuesday evening raised concerns about hazardous commuting conditions. With a 25% chance of snow showers, the National Weather Service warned commuters about the possibility of icy roads and travel disruptions. Norovirus, a highly contagious stomach bug, surged in Arlington, prompting health experts to issue warnings. Arlington Public Schools distributed advisories encouraging thorough hand washing and to stay home if symptomatic, as cases of gastrointestinal illness rose across Northern Virginia. The arrest of Richard Kenneth Cox, a registered sex offender, in incidents at high school pools sparked an APS response to enhance safety measures. Cox was charged after allegedly exposing himself in locker rooms. Superintendent Dr. Francisco Duran assured families of increased vigilance and safety protocols moving forward. In an interesting development, former Arlington firefighter Brian Holmes was pardoned by President Donald Trump for charges related to the January 6th Capitol riot. Holmes, whose actions on that day were captured on video, had initially pleaded not guilty. As the week progressed, winter weather led Arlington Public Schools to declare a two-hour delay on Wednesday. The extreme cold coincided with snow advisories impacting school schedules and local activities. Last but not least, a new historical marker aims to honor Queen City, a predominantly African-American community displaced during the construction of the Pentagon's road network in the 1940s. This initiative seeks to shed light on the community's history and contribution to Arlington's cultural fabric. That wraps up this week's top local stories. See you next time.